talking about how tall you are. You say, I'm not as tall as... Say if you were comparing how tall you were, you might say, well, I'm not as tall as...
Yeah, as somebody else, I mean, uh-huh. Maybe I'd say, well, I'm not as tall as my sister.
Uh-huh.
I had.
Or you might say, she's not as tall as...
Or she ain't as tall as I am.
Or I'm not as tall as...
Or I'm not as tall as she is.
Uh-huh. You say, well, who did that better than... Better than what?
Yeah. Have to do that better.
Say, if he can do that better than you, you say, he can do that better than...
Yeah. Yeah. He could do that better than I can.
Uh-huh. And, say, if something belongs to me, then you say it's...
Mine.
Well, if it belonged to me, then you'd say it's...
Belongs to her.
If it belongs to an individual like you and me, I'd say it belonged to you.
Uh-huh. Or another way, you might say it belongs to you, or you might say it's your...
It's yours.
Huh?
Yours.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
Ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Belongs
somebody
to...
Somebody else, it belongs to them.
Them.
Yeah, it belongs to them, so it's...
Yeah.
It's not ours.
It's not ours. No, it's not ours.
It's...
We don't want nothing that's not ours. No.
Uh-huh. You'd say it's that. It's not ours. It's
no. Somebody else's.
Or it's theirs.
Belong to so-and-so, ever who it might be.
Uh-huh. And if it belongs to him, then it's...
Yeah. If it belongs to him, it don't belong to me.
You say it's not mine, it's...
It's not mine, it's...
His.
His.
And if it belongs to her, it's...
Yeah, if it belongs to her, it's her instinct.
Uh-huh. And to them, then it's...
Well, then it belongs to...
Say it's
they. Yeah.
Huh?
Them. Belongs to someone else.
Uh-huh. Say if you were talking to a whole group of people, would you ever say you all or y'all or...
You all, yeah, we'd say you all.
How do you use that?
Yeah.
That's an old... Southern words, you know. Yeah. You all.
You all like that. You have to call them by their name. Belongs to so and so.
Or say if you're talking to a whole group of people
Well, I have to say to you all. Mm-hmm. I say it belongs to you all, not me.
Mm-hmm. Say if some people had been over at your house and they were fixing to leave, would you'd say, I hope, what, come back again, I hope.
Yeah, hope y'all a lot of good luck and
come
back again.
And say if their car was out in the road, you might say to them, somebody's going to run into...
Yeah, somebody's run into the hole.
Or would you ever say, somebody's going to run into y'all's car?
Yeah, run into your car, yeah, that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so... Well, did somebody run into your car?
Uh-huh. And, say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you wanted to know the people that had gone, you might ask, well...
Yeah, who was at the party?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say who all was at the party?
Yeah, who all at the party.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family? You might ask about them, well...
Yeah. Well, they just, that belong to one family, and this one belong to another family.
Would you ever say who all's children?
Well, to call their names.
Would you ever ask who all's children are they?
Yeah.
Would sometimes.
Yes, sometimes.
If you didn't know.
If we didn't know, I would
always ask.
Who the...
How would you ask that?
Well, I'd just ask who was that and ever which one it was that I want to know if he's standing there.
Well,
if he didn't, I call him by the names.
Belong to.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I call him by the names, whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.